Unit 3, Hazardous Occupations. Ron was a lumberjack who worked high up in the Canadian mountains. He would go off on work trips for months at a time in an effort to collect as much lumber. Lumber. As possible. Though it was difficult work that required long and arduous hours of labor, he was more than glad. Glad. To have employment that could help feed his family. While on the job, he often told his co-workers that he would rather be at work than anywhere else in the entire world. However, in his heart, Ron knew this was false. False. If it were his choice, he would be home in his cozy home every single day of the year. The chilly wind that swept through the forest often made him sick and uncomfortable during his long trips in the woods. The truth was, he missed his squaw back home and wished more than anything that he could be with her on the many cold and lonely nights that he was forced to sleep out in the forest. He laughed when he'd picture her cuddled up under a blanket watching cartoons. Cartoons on television, even though he did not know that she probably missed him too. Ron's main job as a lumberjack was to climb high up into the trees and measure their length from the ground to ensure nothing would be harmed when the tree fell. He pretended to enjoy climbing high up into the branches, but in truth, his stomach wrenched. Every time he looked down at the long drop beneath him, one cold day, a violent storm sent tornadoes through the Canadian forest. Fierce winds swept through the trees and sent snow hurling into the air so that no one could see anything at all. Ron tried to find his friends, but went missing into the violent storm after walking only a short distance. After spending a night huddled under a fallen tree, Ron was certain that he would get frostbite on his legs and become a crippled man. Luckily, he was able to walk away in the morning and escape the forest through a different path. An emergency helicopter spotted him walking across the plain and picked him up in a rush. There was a nurse on board who helped give Ron vital medicine and warm his body as quickly as possible. When he arrived at the hospital, Ron was relieved to find out that the rest of his co-workers had also made it through the storm without injury.